daily. But according to the Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research, a new case management approach is being trialled at the New South Wales District Criminal Court. And it's seen a significant reduction in delay and a big increase in early guilty pleas, which, of course, is going to save the courts a great deal of time and get rid of the backlog. Wonder how this new system's working. It's called the rolling system, or it's been coined the rolling system. But will we need more judges and more funding to see improvements in the District Criminal Court? Joining us on the line right now to discuss this is Dr. Don Weatherburn, Director of the Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research. Dr. Don Weatherburn, can you give us a bit of an idea of what was happening in the old system first before we go into this new one?
Sure. Well, under the old, or in fact the existing arrangement in most places, a case might pass through several hands on its way from committal to trial to actually finalising the case. So you might have a junior prosecutor or defence lawyer dealing with it in the early stages. It might be go before one judge for an adjournment. Then at some later point in time, it might go before another judge, and there may be a different lawyer handling the case, both from the prosecution and defence side. And if it ever goes to trial, there might be the third judge that deals with the actual trial and possibly a senior defence lawyer and senior prosecutor who actually handle the trial. So it can go through multiple hands, both in terms of judges and in terms of lawyers, before it gets to finalisation.
And what sort of delays are there between each of one of these handovers? I mean, are we talking, months, years?
Well, the total process at the moment can take close to 2 years on average, although there's enormous variation. Some would take longer than that, some would be quicker, but on average you're looking at in excess of 2 years to get these cases finalised if they result in a trial. A bit quicker if they change their plea to guilty, but still a very long time.
And I think I've heard the term justice delayed is justice denied, so it's a thing we'd like to get rid of, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no one wants a system where the mere passage of time might erode witnesses' memories and make a guilty person less likely to be convicted. And on the other hand, no one wants to see an innocent person sitting in jail waiting for their case to come to court only to find that they're acquitted of all charges and the time spent in custody can never be made up.
So tell us a bit about the rolling system.
Well, the rolling list court was an arrangement where there are really two key elements to it. One is that if you seek an adjournment, you come back before the same judge. In other words, the same judge handles the case from start to finish. The second point is that the same team of prosecutors and the same team of lawyers for the defence handle the case from start to finish. So there's a big incentive for them to get down early in the piece and sort out what charges can be supported on the available evidence, which means that they're not going to be arguing about that down the track in court. And also it means that the defence, the defendant, if he wants to seek an adjournment, doesn't really get anything out of it. They don't get to go before a different judge and plead their case again. They come back before the same judge. So in the court, there are two teams of prosecutors and defence lawyers, and while one team is running a trial, the other team is preparing for the next trial, and they alternate. So that it's a much more streamlined system. And as you intimated in your introduction, it certainly produces better results.
Yeah, because I suppose if you're on the prosecution side, you'd be putting in every single thing you could think of in terms of charges. And some of them just, probably might not fly, but you stick it in there in case, maybe a witness turns up or something. And then from the defence side, you'd be trying to perhaps delay things to give you more time to come up with some counter-arguments or something. Am I getting the idea right there?
Well, I don't think the problem has been a case of prosecutors throwing the book at defendants. I think it's been more a case of having junior prosecutors who maybe aren't so skilled at determining whether the evidence will support a charge involved early on in the case. And then it comes to a senior prosecutor, someone with lots of experience later in the case, and they say, well, look, I just can't maintain that charge. The evidence won't support it. So that changes what's called the indictment. Basically, that's the sheet that lists what the person's going to be charged of. The moment you change the indictment, that has the big effect on the defence, so they may seek an adjournment, and the whole game starts all over again. So it's more a case of not having your best people up front talking early on in the existing arrangement, whereas the rolling list court your best people are up front. An agreement is reached early on what charges are going to be laid and what the evidence might or might not support. And there's no benefit for anybody in seeking an adjournment because the judge is not going to be too happy to see people seeking an adjournment when they're supposed to have sorted the matter out to begin with. And I think that's the reason why it gets dealt with more quickly.
And we're seeing a lot of early guilty pleas. I'm guessing then because, is that because there's no benefit in drawing the process out?
Well, that's right. I mean, in the old days, I shouldn't say the old days because they still exist, but under the standard arrangements that exist at the moment, you might always wait till the last day, to the day before the trial, in the hope that the prosecution will drop one of the charges. But if you know that that's been sorted and your defense lawyer is saying to you, look, this is as good as it gets, it's not going to get any better than this, if you hang on, you're not going to get the benefit of an early guilty plea because, you get a sentence discount if you plead early. So there's nothing in it for you to hang on to your not guilty plea if you want to plead guilty. I mean, obviously there's concern here. We don't want people pleading guilty when they're not guilty of a particular offence. But at the same time, the existing system sets it up so that where there's hope, or where there's life, there's hope, I should say. In other words, you might hang on in the desperate hope that at some point prior to the trial, the prosecution, we've decided not to charge you in robbery, we've decided to charge else.
And what sort of a change in sentences?
Well, there's a big increase. There was a reduction in an increase in the number of people actually pleading guilty, but that wasn't statistically significant, which is a fancy way of saying that the difference could have come about by chance. But the big change was in the timing of the plea. So the people who did plead guilty in the rolling list court pleaded a lot earlier, and I'm talking about 100 days or more earlier compared with a standard arrangement. So that means that you don't lose court time. So if you plead guilty on the day of trial, that's a potential week worth of trial time that gets wasted. If you plead weeks beforehand, you don't lose any time. So that makes the court a lot more efficient. So there are much quicker pleas of guilty, and the entire cases were being dealt with much faster, less than a year, 9 or 10 months, I think, compared with well over a year under the existing arrangements.
Yeah, and the New South Wales Bar Association has said that adopting this approach would not do much to fix the underfunded system, which is near breaking point. Do you agree with them, or where are they coming from, do you think?
Well, there's no doubt the Bar Association's right. There is a huge backlog of cases, and it, up until recently at least, it wasn't showing much sign of going down. One limitation of the rolling list court is that it really requires, it's hard to see how it would work with a private practitioner. If you've got public prosecutors and public defence lawyers, they can devote time to the rolling list court and organise their schedule accordingly. If you're a private barrister, you can't necessarily constrain yourself to be working on one case until it gets finalised. You might have several cases going at once. So given that a lot of people are defended by private practitioners, it's not going to work so easily for them. So in that sense, the Bar Association's right. There are limits to which you can expand the rolling list court.
Not a silver bullet.
It's not a silver bullet. You shouldn't be looking for a silver bullet. There are going to be multiple ways of addressing this problem. This is one that would work, certainly worked in Sydney and might work in Sydney West. But you obviously need to do other things. And as far as I know, the government's thinking of doing other things. I know, for example, they've appointed additional judges. So, those things have to be worked on several fronts.
So all of those things mean more money, don't they? And are we seeing more money going into the justice system?
Well, there is more money going into the justice system. It remains to be seen whether it's enough to address the problem. I mean, that's what we need to see. It's no good simply putting money there if you don't see the benefit of it. So the critical issue this year is going to be whether or not that backlog comes down. And I think everybody's waiting nervously to see. We've got a whole set of reforms, I think, the government's introduced that are supposed to come into effect this year. And I think by the end of the year, we're going to have a pretty clear idea of whether or not the extra money did the job or didn't do the job, in which case it'll be back to square one.
So if everything goes as planned and the money was spent in the right areas, what sort of change would you expect to see by the end of the year?
Well, what I'm looking at, I mean, I have no idea whether the new arrangements will work or not work. I mean, my job is to find out whether they do. At this stage, it's anybody's guess. If it does work, the first thing I'd expect to see is a big reduction in the backlog of cases waiting for trial in the district court. The second thing I'd expect to see is people getting their trials on a lot faster than they were previously. And the third thing you might hope to see is shorter trials. And that's important because if you can cut the time it takes to deal with each trial, you can dispose of more trials over the course of a year. But whether we'll get all that is really an open question. So we'll be watching with interest to see how it all plays out.
And I think that anyone that's on a jury would be interested in a shorter trial as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that's true. But look, you know, jury service is often regarded as tiresome, but you wouldn't want to live in a country where guilt and innocence decided by the government of the day. So I'm a big fan of the jury, and I think they do a great job.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think, you know, it gives everyone the opportunity to see the justice system working, you know, up close and personal, if nothing else, you know.
No, I think that's right. I mean, there are occasional complaints about juries, but as I say, the alternative, if juries look bad, the alternative of having that decision made entirely by someone who might have some partisan position is pretty scary. So, and as it is, I mean, most cases are decided by a magistrate and there's no jury, but the difference is that if you don't like the decision, you can appeal to a court where, you know, the matter can be dealt with at a higher level.
All right. Well, Dr. Don Wedderburn, thank you so much for giving us all of that background. It makes us understand a bit more of what's going on and that there is, you know, there are things afoot which will help get justice a little bit earlier for a lot of people going through the system. Thank you so much for being with us here on 2SER Daily.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it.